So.
Get a little more into frame.
I'm going to have to remember to
get more into frame.
Like, I want to.
He's in the back. Like this.
We got Young Deluxe over here having a photo shoot and shit. I love it, dog. I love the fucking vibe. This is what we fucking do around here. Yo, what is going on? I'm your man, Aaron Scene. Welcome to my after party, episode 23. Of course, we're in El Paso, Texas, and we're live back at the 1000 Gram Studios, 1000gramsclub.com. Back here, we got Willmatic. Willmatic, he's working on some stuff over here.
Hey, Will.
We got my gracious co-host back on the fucking show.
Hi, guys.
Mr. Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, where you been?
I was on vacation.
You were on vacation?
Yeah.
I need you here.
Like in Forrest Gump.
I've been holding down the fort. I've been having to hold down the fucking fort this whole time, dog. You know how fucking stressful that is?
Fuck your vacation.
Yeah, dog. Hey, it's like Forrest Gump for where you ask him, where's my dad? Oh, he's on vacation. But he ain't never going to come back.
Right,
but I
years.
Came back. You know, I came back.
And then, of course, today we have our lovely guests, the one and only Amber. Amber, how are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good. How are you?
You got that porn star voice right there.
Thanks. I love she's that like, for me.
She's nice. Got that porn star
I
voice.
Got that OnlyFans voice.
And then,
I have yet to make one, but it is coming soon.
Oh!
Hey, they heard it here first, dog.
That's spicy. I like that a lot. OnlyFans. OnlyFans, Young Deluxe. OnlyFans.
He fucking leaves. He's like, bye.
Bye.
I'm done with this shit.
Yeah, right. He'll be the first to subscribe, man. He'll be like, hey.
What's the promo code?
Promo code Deluxe 20.
He's on her profile refreshing for like the link. She's like, all right, not yet.
And of course, we got our other guest with us, Valentina.
Ooh, hello. Extra spicy.
Extra spicy. With some Valentina sauce
yeah,
on that, baby.
Bust the popcorn out, my guy.
No, buddy. Bust out, buddy. Bust it out.
Some elote.
The elote? That's what I'm talking about. What's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
We're good.
How are
you?
I'm all right. I'm doing okay. You know, I got here a little late, but, you know, other than that, you know, I'm having a good time. What about you guys?
We thought we were late.
I know. I was like, fuck.
What time did you guys get here?
Like 8:05.
You see, that's the time. I was like, fuck, dude. I hope they're not there yet. And then I saw the messages, and I'm all, fuck, they're fucking there. They're fucking there.
I was like, here. Hello.
They came in. Yeah, they knocked. They were looking for you. They're like, is he in the back? Where's Aaron?
Is this 1000 Grams?
I know. I asked her. I was like, hey, like, what time do I have to be there? And she's like, dude, at 8. And I'm like, all right. And like, I'm a super punctual person. So I'm like going down the fucking freeway. And she's like, oh, wait, he's not even here yet.
I appreciate you guys being on time, though. It's because I got a DJ at Palomino right after this.
What?
I can be a little late. But like last time I showed up like an hour late. And they were like, where the fuck were you? I was like,
they're like, fire.
I'm out here. I'm out in these fucking streets. I'm out here in these fucking streets. What do you guys have planned for this? What do you guys have planned for this weekend?
Crickets.
On Saturday?
Have you guys been
I've seen Amber out.
Yeah, it's been a while, guys.
Corona.
When
what?
Was the last time? When was the last time you were out? I know the last time, well, I saw you out because I was.
Guys, okay, but then sometimes I'm drunk, and then, like, shit just leaves my mind. Okay, last time I was out was probably, like, out like Palomino, Cincy. It was probably, like, 2 weeks. And honestly,
nah, that was like 3-4 weeks ago. Cause I was there. I was in the same group.
It was a long while.
About like a month ago, actually. Yeah, that was almost a month ago.
Yeah.
Damn, like 3-4 weeks ago for sure.
Like the last time I was out was at Palomino and Chino, and Chino had closed down.
Oh fuck!
I haven't gone out after that.
Yeah, so you haven't been out since then.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
That's a lie.
What about you, Valentina?
Where did I go?
Ooh,
dude,
calling you out.
Me out to Cincy the other day, and
did
I was like, yes.
We saw your snaps. You
went
out.
She's a fucking
you're
capper.
You're posting the bottle service.
I know.
She's a
capper. I'm the one fucking pouring the shots
everywhere. She got a job there.
What about you, Valentina?
Me? Fuck. Well, honestly, like last week, I went out every single night. Like I remember like
nice.
The fifth.
Fuck yeah.
No,
hey,
honestly,
my kind of five.
Fuck yeah.
No, but I haven't
my kind of girl.
I haven't gone to Cincy yet. I want
so where
to.
Have you, where you been
yeah,
going?
Where did you go?
Dude, I go to Union a lot.
Union West?
Yeah.
Are you a West Sider?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I don't like Eastsiders.
Yeah,
they're just
all
weird.
Westsiders. No, yeah.
Yeah, okay, good.
West Side. And then
Westside.
Westside.
Yeah, fucking Ice Cube. Shout out to Ice Cube, our sponsor.
Westside.
Shout out to our sponsor, Ice Cube.
And Truly, too. We can't forget them.
Oh, yeah. Yo, shout out to Truly's for one day. They're going to sponsor us one day. One day.
But I'm in school, so I was like, oh, wait, fuck. Hold on.
Oh, you already started school?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Dude, I couldn't imagine, like, fucking going to school during, like, the pandemic
dude,
and shit.
Yeah.
Wait,
what,
like,
did you go to actual school?
No.
It's online,
no, it's all online
How
and shit.
How do you hit up on girls, then, dog? What's the whole point of college?
You be fucking IM. You got a fucking, I got a message on fucking Blackboard, dog. Shoot your shot.
Oh, yeah, on Zoom. On Zoom, I'm, like, going through. I'm like,
oh, you look really good in your pajamas.
Do you really? Do you really? Tell us. Tell us.
I have. Honestly, I did try, but they're all fucking ugly.
So, like, you were really going through Zoom trying to find some cute guys?
Dude, it's because, like, my classes aren't that big, so I have, you know, I'm just like, let me see if I know anyone.
That's what I do on the name shit.
I'm like, let me see if I know anyone.
I thought that was the college experience was partying and, like, meeting people and shit.
Yeah, dog. That's why I'm like, well, when I was like, I can't imagine, because I have, like, ADHD as it is. Yeah. I'm like, you mean I gotta do it from home now? No. Oh, fuck that, dude. I'm not gonna fucking do that
shit. I'm taking a lab.
Me too. So am I.
Like a lab online.
Oh, how the fuck does that even work?
Dude,
how do you do a lab?
No,
it
feels
virtual shit that you have to like fucking
she's
grab
like,
and move.
She's like,
shit.
Okay, read the manual and then do the activity.
They feel like telemarketers from India out here, my guy.
Dude, for real. For fucking real. I couldn't imagine doing none of that shit.
Yeah.
No, but we're here to talk about the nitty gritty. Cause Amber over here, I don't know a lot about Amber, so it's gonna be a good podcast. Yeah. I can just shoot out the questions, and I'm gonna learn.
All right, ask me
all kinds of facts.
Ask me what you guys
you
want.
You look like a good girl on the outside, and
but
I'll tell
not.
You what, the ones that always look like the good ones are always
the
worst ones.
You can see the fire.
The
in
worst
eyes,
ones.
Guys, that's what my tattoo is. I have a legit fucking hand that has fire coming out of it.
Oh nice.
Oh my, where is it? Where's the tattoo?
She's a ball of
flame.
Oh,
it's right here.
That's
it. That's it. Well, okay, if you can show us, if you can show us.
Well, yeah, I can show you guys a little bit.
Damn. Okay.
It?
Shit.
When did you
she's at the fire.
Oh shit. She that's pretty dope.
She's a little spicy Latina, dog.
Yeah.
You better watch out, dog. You better watch out.
All heartbroken.
Oh, okay. So tell us how long have you been single? I'm assuming you're single.
He's assuming.
Are you in entanglement right now?
No, not anymore, guys.
She's single.
No, yeah, I'm single for like. Literally, like, almost 2 weeks now.
Wow. Yeah. So you were, like, entangled for about 2 weeks, and you finally got the knots all out. And
yeah.
Yep, everything was.
It's like when you put your headphones in your pocket, and they come out, and they're a fucking ball, and you gotta be like.
Everything was laid to rest.
Nice.
Damn.
That's where I'm at right now.
Are you heartbroken? Girls go through it different. Ooh. That's why.
Yeah, we go through it different. No. It's completely, like.
She has that Harley Quinn smile, dog. I don't know.
She looked like she's out here looking for trouble, huh?
Well, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, right?
Dang, I know. I fucking partied with Amber one time. She was over here looking pretty spicy. She was out here looking pretty spicy.
No, guys, I'm actually doing really good.
Okay.
Me and Valentina were actually talking about this right now because she's recently single as well.
Oh, really? Well, how long have you been single?
Like a month and a half now.
Okay, a little longer. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, so how long was your relationship?
Dude, I was in a crazy relationship.
What do you mean by crazy?
I was in a 2-year relationship.
Okay.
And it's crazy. Like,
she's fucking happy.
I'm
being
good.
Single.
In other words,
she's like, let me go on this podcast and air my fucking happiness.
I said, let me go in here and say what I gotta say.
And say what I gotta fucking say. Okay.
Right now, to the next caller, we're raffling out a date with one of these beautiful lovely
and spin the wheel.
That would be so much fun. We should do like
should,
an El Paso
should.
Shit thing, like an El Paso bachelorette.
Yeah.
Will,
yeah,
write
exactly.
That down. Write the fucking bachelor thing down.
Valentina and I are the first ones up.
Write that idea down.
No one signs up. No, that's a good one. Dog. We'll get the reality show going. They'll put it on Netflix.
We'll,
and we'll sell it.
Start that shit.
Hey, Aaron and Mark's reality show. Oh.
The Border Town Bachelorette.
Available
there,
on PA. Only available on PBS.
Yeah.
PBS.
Right now on Oxygen.
Right now on Oxygen. Okay, so tell me, how long was your relationship?
Ooh, that was funny.
So it was, guys, holy shit. Okay, so it was like on and off for about 2 years now. And then,
2 years.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
And then
a little history book right there.
It's a bunch.
So you guys, you know, you guys went through some shit. You guys saw each other's crazy side.
Yeah.
You guys were
most recently though.
Not most recently?
Yeah.
I would assume like the very end is probably when you get the most fucking crazy, yeah, for sure.
No,
especially
sure
when you're in a 2 year.
My sure last definitely long-term relationship started crazy, dog.
What do you mean? How?
It was like it started crazy, got a little normal, and then crazy at
got
the top.
Got a little normal.
Just got like a little better, and then it got really fucking bad.
It got really fucking terrible.
So what's the most toxic thing you guys have done in your any relationship you've been?
They look toxic,
mine
though
was bad. So I had one probably.
Oh, here we go.
Most toxic thing,
yeah,
was probably about 3-4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I got to the point where I literally, don't take this, like, I do not hit people. I do not do shit like that.
It got abusive.
It was like that. It got abusive. And it just got to the point. There was alcohol in my system.
Nice.
Alcohol in his, truth serum, obviously. Like, it was just bad. Bad.
Was
like,
it
I jumped his fucking house, backyard.
You got in
went
his room?
Went into his fucking room.
Wow. Nice. So you were like.
And I was like, fuck
what
you.
Did
like,
you suspect
what did
he was
you
doing
find
something?
What did you find when you went
no,
into his room?
No, because we weren't.
Hey, she one-leaped it, too. She went, Usain Bolt just fucking jumped,
hey,
right
Bat
over.
Batwoman over here fucking just came in the dark.
And landed like
yeah,
Spider-Man.
Literally. I do, you know the fucking walls? Like, oh, I had to jump over the fucking wall after I came home from Cincy.
Damn.
Because I was supposed to spend the night. And
was it like a big,
jumped,
big wall?
Not big-ass wall, but like,
it was, I mean,
I had to
it,
climb.
You,
I mean,
she's
petite,
she's tiny,
you know,
so anything would be big for her, for
yeah,
sure.
I had to climb some shit. I don't know how I did it because I had heels on. But
wow,
I did it.
Dude, that's a fucking Olympic sport right,
you know,
there.
No, I've heard that the, yeah, you know, the heel part's good for climbing walls. It gives you a little grip, you know?
It gives you a little boost.
Yeah.
Oh, my. And so what happened? So what happened? I, like,
so,
what caused you to jump the wall?
So I was supposed to spend the night, right?
Oh,
and he was
shit,
my ex-boyfriend from, like, a while back.
Okay.
And shit was very, like, bad between us. And then in public, he would treat me kind of like, low.
What an asshole.
So I was like, fuck you. I was like, no. I was like, I'm not going to do this shit. So then I was supposed to spend the night with him. So he comes up to me at the end of the night, and he's like,
let's go.
He's like, yeah, dude. He literally was like, let's go. And I was like, fuck no. Like, I was here at Cincy the entire night, and you did not once, like, converse with me, whatever. I was like, you're not going to fucking leave with me. Like, no.
Okay.
But then drunk me ended up going.
You were like, you know
house,
what? I am going to go.
Like, who the fuck are you with? Right,
but
okay,
if you did go, then why did you have to climb the wall, though? What
okay,
happened?
So it was bad.
Like, what happened in between you agreeing and the
he's
wall
like, just
jumping?
Climb my backyard. Meet me in my room.
So I got there, and I was supposed to spend the night. We had planned that out, whatever. So I got there, and his family, cousins, he had put his cousins out to, like, not like me. Like, you know when guys will say, like, you did a bunch of shit to
yeah,
them?
Yeah, they talked shit about
you
and
so
shit.
Yeah,
okay.
So I was like, what the hell? So his cousins were, like, very, like, ugh about me. So I guess because they were there, he was very, like, oh, shit, she's here. Like, she did come. So I was ringing the fucking doorbell. Yeah, I sound fucking crazy, but I don't care. But I'm not crazy.
How long were you out there ringing that doorbell for?
It was only a little bit. I didn't stay out there for a while.
She changed her mind,
like,
right away.
Yeah,
she was like,
well, no.
Backyard.
Yeah, dude, I was like, fuck that. You want to do that shit? So
like,
I had ring the doorbell, and he was like, no, turn all the lights off, whatever. And I was like, fuck you. So then I went to the backyard. I opened the back door. He ran to his room, and I literally was kicking the door, and I was like, open the fucking door. Like, you're a fucking coward. I was pissed.
Wow. Whoa.
I was
shit.
So
what was
mad.
He hiding, though? He was there with somebody else? Like,
I actually heard girls.
Girls, plural.
I don't know.
Damn,
exactly.
I would have left you outside too. I'm sorry.
I don't know till this day who exactly it was, but I did hear that. And so I was just, and then when you're drunk, I feel like you don't fucking care. Like, you're like, I don't give a shit. Like, I'm seeing where the fuck you're at. I'm seeing who you are with. So.
Dude, that is the most toxic story I've had on this podcast.
You know what?
It was really bad.
Or maybe I would have invited her in. Well, I don't know. Maybe that would have gone even better. You know?
Wait, she's in the bathroom.
Maybe. You never know.
He's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Might as well try, right?
Yeah, he's at his boy's house. Watching his cameras. She thinks I'm home.
No, yeah, that was probably the most toxic relationship I've ever had. We'll never go back.
That's toxic as fuck. What about you, Valentina? What about you?
Yeah, what?
How toxic have you been?
Get
I've
spicy.
Been pretty fucking
let's
toxic.
Play. How toxic are you?
Who is better at? Honestly, no, dude. I did some fucked up shit one time, like really bad. So,
nice. So I like it.
I used to live in Houston. I lived in Houston for a bit.
Okay.
And so I was going to school over there, and dude, right by the school, there was a fucking bar, and I would go get fucked up like as soon as my classes ended. So. And so one time, but I would go with friends, and the guy that I was dating, he would go to work and shit. And so one time, like, he finds out that I'm at the bar, and he's pissed, dude. Like, he's like, fuck, no. Like, who the
real,
fuck?
Real
like,
jealous guy?
Yeah. Oh, no, like, super jealous. And he was like, who the fuck are you with? And so he left work to go to the bar to, like, see what I was doing. And, like, for some reason, that just, like, pissed me off. Like, it made me so mad.
Because you were out cheating, huh?
you were out perreando and going hard, huh?
How dare you sneak up on me, my side boy.
I was like, fuck, he's on his way to catch me.
This dude was all like, boss, I got a family emergency. Like, my grandma's in the hospital, all this shit.
You know what he fucking said? You know what he said? He said that I got into a car accident. Oh, shit. That's fucked. That's getting, like, bad
putting that bad juju and shit.
What's that bad juju on you for sure?
No, and so, like, I'm trash. Like, I'm super duper drunk, and, like, he gets there, and, like, my eyes are all fucking crossed, and then I see him, and I'm like, oh, like, I sobered up, like, instantly. And so he's like, get in the fucking car. And so there I go, thumb and sign. And then I get in the car, dude, and, like, I don't know why, but being in the car, like, in, like, made me so mad. Like, I didn't want to be any, like, there. And I just, like, kicked the fuck out of his windshield, dude, and I like broke it, dude, because I wanted to get out.
So we got
the
Spider-Man and the Incredible Hulk over here. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. I'm like,
we got two of the strongest superheroes.
I'm like, instead
the Avengers,
of
opening, hey, fuck with the us. Avengers,
what the the Revengers over here, dog. That's toxic.
I'm like, instead
bro.
Of opening the door and like getting out, I was like, and I like cracked the fuck out of his windshield. And I think, like, till this day, that is like the worst thing that I've ever
done.
And
it's so shitty being in that kind of fucking relationship.
Yeah,
it is.
It sucks because after that, like, every time I looked at his car, it like reminded me of that night.
For sure. When you get that, when you get that bad, you know,
it's a both ends things, you know, like you've done fucked up things, and then it's on the other end when like people do fucked up things to you.
I only do fucked up things like he provoked me. Like, he, like, I was like, fuck you, you fucking asshole. Like, I'm gonna do some shit to you then.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Hey, it's
because
girls are conniving, dog. They had, you know, guys are strong, but girls got that.
Girls are stronger.
Oh,
they
shit.
Got that
we
mental,
finally got it.
Like, the heart.
Guys are strong, but girls
are
stronger.
All right, guys, you guys ready to play?
For sure.
We got the eye bowl. Explain to him what the eye. Tell him what the eye.
Oh, my God.
What you gotta do.
I love eye.
This is the eye bowl.
You know what it is?
We're gonna need.
No. But in okay, so I lived in San Antonio and in Houston, like, and those 3 years, everybody was like, as soon as I said aye, they'd be like, oh, you're from
El Paso.
So.
Yeah, I know, I've heard that.
Dude,
well,
that
you say that
for
all the
sure
time.
Is in a, like an El Paso thing, for
no,
sure.
Aye. Even your burritos, though, fool.
Dude,
you know, good things
dude,
come out of here.
One of the like the one of the first videos that I ever put out that was went viral was aye. And people from, like, all over were like, oh, dude, I miss El Paso. People from, like, New Jersey, that's a fucking El Paso thing. And I'd be like, dude, El Paso, like, that's, like, the I is the El Paso thing. For
no,
fucking
and you
shit.
Know what also is an El Paso thing? This is what I got told a lot, that our sentences will be like, no way, dude.
Yeah.
Instead
like,
of,
like,
no way
dude. Yeah.
Like,
kind of carried out.
I'm like, hey, dude, you want to come out?
Carry our vows.
And you don't realize you're doing it. You're just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's what I got told a lot. They'd be like, oh, yeah, I can tell you're from
all
right,
so the way we play this. Oh, shit.
One of them we're going to need that bottle.
So we're going to need the bottle.
Oh, shit.
Will Maddox, can you pass me that bottle real quick? Or, no, yeah, he got it. Let me say thank you. All right, so if you don't want to do the challenges.
Drink.
You have to take a shot.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
So it's
there's
an
all kinds
shot.
Of random but stuff in here. People
really dig in. Really dig in. Get something right in the middle.
Right in the middle. They're all the same shit.
Right in the middle.
It's all like flash the host.
Flash the host. I think there's one that says flash the host.
No way.
Okay, go first.
I'm like, I hope I get it. All right.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
Let's talk foreskin.
Oh, I don't think Eric
this
wants
one,
to
this
talk
one's
foreskin.
A, this one.
Yikes.
So, are you?
Yo, speaking of foreskin, do you know Wolverine has foreskin?
Does he? What do you mean?
Why? Every time they try to cut it off, it just grows back.
Okay, so this is a subject that always comes up on our fucking podcast.
It's a sensitive subject.
Do you? This is probably the only fucking subject, huh?
No, it's just foreskin.
All of them.
I know.
No, that's kind of a new one, too. So, we always talk about it, though. So, do you prefer, circumcised, or do you have a preference? Do you not care? Is there, like, a difference? Does it matter in some situations?
There is a difference.
Is it gross?
I think it is gross if you don't like.
I'm
for
over
sure.
Here like,
there is a difference.
We'll get to you for it. We'll get to you next.
I definitely recommend circumcised.
Circumcised.
I do.
Why?
I don't know. It's just different. Oh, like,
she's grinning really so hard from ear to ear, though, dog.
She's like, fuck, I should.
She's remembering a specific one. Like,
she's like, fuck, I should text
them. I'm not traumatizing them all. Not saying shit, but.
No, so what's the biggest difference?
What do you mean?
What's
like there?
To you.
Like what do you like?
We're not acting from a medical perspective. Like what? Like oh why? Like oh it's just.
I don't know. Sometimes it's just.
It's strange.
It's kind of like, not so much strange, but it's just you know it's there. So it's kind of like, fuck, like, wow.
In the back of her mind, just sitting there.
The whole time she's like, ew. Yeah.
Do
ew,
I not? Ew. I can't do this. Getting up. I gotta go.
Wow. What about you, Valentina? You seem like you're a non-foreskin kind of girl from the beginning.
Okay, look, honestly, like.
Have you ever had a bad experience with
foreskin, or
what?
Well, kind of. Okay, so this is the thing. The thing is that I feel like guys that are uncircumcised are a lot more sensitive.
Isn't that a good thing?
I don't know. Like, I feel like sometimes it can be bad because I've had experiences where the guy afterwards is like, I, and I'm like,
what do you mean, I?
He was being a bitch.
What is this,
exactly.
I?
Oh, my,
exactly.
I got a little rash.
But honestly, like,
my shit's sore. Like,
what do you mean he? Okay,
like,
tell us.
I don't know. Like, I honestly don't know, but I feel like I thought I didn't care until I really thought about it, and I feel like guys that are circumcised, it's just like, it's better.
They bust quick.
It's better. Like, I don't know how to explain it. And I feel like they're just more delicate and like.
Interesting.
Your perspective, do you think what they're saying is valid, Mike?
I don't know. I've never had a circumcised dick, so I don't know. I've never had a circumcised and then re-circumcised.
It didn't grow back like Wolverine.
It didn't grow back like Wolverine. No, I'm sorry. I can't tell you the fucking. Okay. So now your turn, Reagan.
Oh, God.
Dig deep in there. Get a good card.
Get a good one.
You guys are going to write your own after this, too, by the way. Let's see.
It says. No moment.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Tell us.
It says. Reveal your body count or take 2 shots.
Oh, you put the hee hee in there too.
I didn't put the hee hee. That's girls writing for sure.
That
is girls writing for sure. Look at that.
Yeah,
that's girls writing. Okay, just throw it back in.
Can I?
You gonna touch your body count?
Or take 2 shots?
You gotta let her pour it in your mouth.
I think I'm gonna take 2.
Yeah. Oh shit.
All right,
I'm gonna take the 2 shots.
Can you do it?
Hold. I'll do the honor.
I'm glad you're honest. You could have lied.
No, I'm not a liar.
Five?
I'm still a virgin.
I don't have sex.
I'm like zero.
I'm saving it for marriage.
Open. You got to open wide now.
What that mouth do?
That's one, and then that.
That's 1.5. You gotta do another.
You gotta do half more. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, now we got it.
Nice. All right.
Now we're talking business.
You guys can't see us.
Next,
just,
or what?
I just took 2 shots.
So, what's up?
Are we going to or what? We're just doing.
We gotta go 2
shots.
Shit.
Shots.
Okay.
Oh, what? I thought that was. I could. You should have.
Shit.
Winked
okay,
at
let's
me
take
or
that
something.
One.
Right?
I think it was this one too. I'm not sure. All right, just leave those out. All right, come on, dog. Here you go. All
right.
Now you want to do the? Go ahead. Let's
I'll
do the.
I'll get 2 out of here, my guy.
What you get?
Wait, what? What rapper would you smash?
Female rappers.
He's like the one that sings WAP.
The one.
I don't know. I guess maybe Nicki Minaj. I guess.
Oh,
really?
Fuck yeah.
Really?
I don't think I'd go with Nicki.
Like Cardi B's a little more ratchet.
I feel like I wouldn't fuck Cardi B either. Y'all gonna trip when I say mine.
Who would you pick?
Iggy Azalea for sure.
I know.
I
totally
forgot about Iggy Azalea.
Iggy Azalea, bro. I know they all got fake asses and shit, but Iggy, bro,
Iggy's bad.
It's just that Austin pussy, mate. Down in the Bobby.
Oh, Jeez. Shit. I'm trying to get down
Austin,
under.
Oh, no, Austin. Australia.
I was like, wait, she's from Austin? Aaron?
My bad. Wait, my turn, huh?
Nah, honestly, okay. My first thought would have been Nicki Minaj, yeah. too. No. I love that bitch.
Nah, Nicki Minaj, top. She's hot.
She's bad.
I would pick her first.
She's a bad bitch. Papa. She's been a bad bitch.
I can't. What am I going to do?
Length or girth?
That's not a guy question. It's not a guy question.
You have length or girth?
Length or girth.
He's like Link.
All right. I'm going to pick it up.
I'm picking up.
All the girl ones I keep getting. Who do you regret hooking up with the most?
Fuck. It's a long list, huh?
Just say it. Just say
He's
it.
He's like, wait, I have this on my phone.
I have this one on my phone.
Let me get my list out.
Let me get my notes out.
Fuck. That's a deep-ass fucking question. I'm going to start crying right now.
Getting in our feels.
It's because she was manipulative. Wow. Nah, I'm taking a shot, man.
Here we go.
Guys, okay, we have to spill some juice.
All right, fine.
Well, then let's do another round of the bowl.
You know what? No. Well, hey, I'm going to take the shot, and then it's going to get me into that zone, and
like,
I'm going to tell
he's
you.
He's like, I'm not going to call him out.
I'm not going to call him out. Oh,
my guy.
No, I'll say I watch.
He's keeping it in the closet.
You didn't give me a joke.
I don't think I'm trying to think of like a specific person.
That's hard though. I
regret like hooking up with.
I already have.
There is one person. I'm gonna go ahead and say it.
Okay, let's hear it.
She was crazy. But then again, I kind of fucked with her mentally a lot.
Yeah.
But she would let herself. Like she was never like smart enough to leave.
Because you were never straight up.
Nah, but she knew because I would ignore her like all the time. The only time I hit her up is when we were drunk.
Yeah.
Would she ever tell you though, what do you want?
Like she did, and I would never respond.
Bye.
Oh, well, then that bitch is dumb.
I would never like during the day. I would never respond. The only time she would hear from me is when on Friday and Saturday.
When he's like after 3 a.m.
After 3 a.m. After 3 a.m.
Last resort.
It was never like let's go hang out for lunch. No, never. Absolutely never. Like But she ended up fucking up my next relationship. Because she sent her, like, screenshots of us talking dirty and all that shit. So she sent her everything. And then I was like, well, I kind of regret fucking with her for so long because it kind of fucked me in the ass for sure.
Yeah.
Damn.
Have you guys ever been, like, in
that
a...
That sucks.
What's the longest... Because I'm out. I've been a side guy. Mark's probably still a side guy. What's the longest you've ever been a side girl for? That you knew of. That you were like...
Dude, years.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, at least probably a year.
A year?
No. Like, probably like 3 months, 4 months.
3 months?
Yeah.
And that's like the longest you knew of?
Yeah. That I decided to put up with that shit.
Damn. How was that? Like, what kind of... I've never
shitty,
gotten, like,
dude. Fucking shitty.
Like, how?
Because
like,
that's why it ended the way it did, that one fucking night where I was fucking...
Banging
on the door.
Damn.
Yeah,
everything's
dude.
Coming together now.
Yeah.
What about you, Valentina? What's the longest you knew you were a side girl and you still went with it?
I'm trying to think. I'm like, I'm never the side chick. I'm just kidding.
She's always the main.
I feel like... I truthfully do not know, but I do have something to say. That kind of feels shitty to say, but...
Go ahead.
So a long time ago. Dude, like, this guy was in a relationship with this girl, and they had been together for years. This was a long time ago, but they had already been together for a long time.
Okay. So you're going to get something off your chest right now.
Yeah. If you're hearing this, I'm so sorry.
Confession time.
If you're hearing this... It's and over.
Dude,
we're done.
Like, this guy used to have parties all the time. All the time.
No invite?
No, hey,
not yet,
let
not
her
yet.
Tell her story.
Yeah, let me tell.
You're late to the story. Just
what
listen.
I missed.
And, dude, this guy would have parties all the time, dude. And, like, one time we just kind of, like, looked at each other in a weird way. You know, like, that look, like.
What look? Can
the
you,
look.
Can you give us the look?
No, it's special. The look.
It's like, I can't recreate the look. Mark.
And, like, it happens naturally. No,
okay,
like,
okay,
you know that look, right? And, yeah. Dude, like, I was, like, fucking with him. While
and you
he
knew.
Was still in a relationship. But I knew, you know, like, but I just wanted.
No girl code.
Okay, no, that thing.
Yeah,
that,
dude,
okay.
I feel
so
bad.
My thing, he wasn't in a relationship. He wasn't in a relationship. It was more of, I knew he was fucking with other girls.
Okay.
And I put myself in that situation where I was like, and that's where shit.
So it was like it wasn't really like to get you guys weren't together.
No, yeah, he wasn't with anyone either.
But he was still fucking around.
But he was still fucking with me, like, because we were in a relationship for a long ass time.
Uh huh.
So like when that happened,
I feel like that happens.
He started
often,
fucking
for sure.
with other girls, and I was like, what the hell? Like, and yeah, but then I knew he was fucking with other girls, so I did that to myself.
I mean, it happens.
So
all
you
the
knew, but so and you were like, you still kind of like stuck around. You know?
Yeah.
That's
when I knew we weren't gonna be anything, and I knew I couldn't tell him shit because he can be like, you're not my girlfriend.
That
I
could mean, never
it
be.
It happens all the time.
That's
we've
a good
never,
fallback.
Like, gone out with a girl that's like, oh, we're just having fun. And then later it turns into like, I thought I was your girl.
Yeah, like, why the fuck are you fucking with her?
It's like, yo, chill. You want to come to my house and spend the night? And
we eat dinner. You met my mom.
I'm
you
not looking at your phone. Don't
chill,
look at mine.
Chill. It's like, chill. You're taking this too far.
Phone? No, phone lurking?
That's have you guys done that?
Hey, yeah, let's segue into that. Let's say, so I'll tell you. I'll start first. So one time. This was like a relationship a while back. I was dating this. I was like, we were kind of like entangled. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were fucking around, and I had just broken up with my ex, and she had just broken up with her ex, but we liked each other. And one night we got super fucked up, and ended up back at her apartment.
Nice.
No, at my house. And I woke up, and I was like, yo, I want to see if this girl's still talking to her. She's so dumb. She never left. She didn't have a passcode. So I went through everything. I'm like, yo, the
album. Yeah, you saw the dude, selfies. You sent the few to yourself. Like, yeah.
You fucked yourself up
dude,
there.
Dude, I was so drunk. I grabbed her by her legs and I pulled her out of my bed. And I'm like, get the fuck out. Yeah. I grabbed her by her legs and I pulled her out of my bed. She's laying there all butt naked. She's like, what's going on? I'm like, get the fuck out of my house. She's still talking to your ex, blah, blah, blah. Long story short,
damn.
We argued it out. She ended up staying. And I shit you
pussy
not.
Pussy whipped. Pussy whipped.
I shit you not. That's when we actually started being serious with each other. Like,
that's what happened.
It was crazy because I was.
I would have been like.
Honestly, I don't like to know the history of like the girls I'm talking to because
that.
It's like, why?
Yeah,
why would I want to know?
Me
especially
neither.
If it's somebody that I know. That's like the worst. I couldn't do that.
No, me neither.
I feel that. Like, are whenever you? I start dating someone, I'm like, don't even fucking tell me, because then I'm gonna see this person out in public, and I'm gonna be like,
I'll just get jealous and shit.
That was
what's
actually happened with my last recent relationship.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I knew everywhere we would be, it was kind of like people that I would, girls I would see, and I'd be like, oh, he fucked her. Like,
you knew. How did you? How did you know though?
Feeling. How did I know?
Yeah.
Guys.
Nah, hey, it's because you know what?
We're girls. We're girls. We
yeah,
out.
We know. We know this shit.
I'm
I know who
romantic,
you fucked.
Though.
I know who you.
Yeah, that's why, like, me as a guy, I'd rather be I'd rather not know.
Yeah, I'd rather not think about it.
Like, I'd rather not think about it because I'm like, I know eventually we're going to, like, especially if you date somebody, like, in the scene, like, in the El Paso scene, you're going to run into people that
sure.
you fucked around with for sure. So I'd rather, like, Don't tell me who you like. Just keep
I'm
it to yourself.
I'm a romantic, dog. I don't want to know. I'm the kind of guy that's like, you know what? No guy before me deserved to
touch. No, let's get back to the phone thing. So tell me, when have you looked through somebody's phone? What did you find?
Ooh. Damn, that's been a long ass time.
It's been a while? You learned your lesson?
Probably.
You learned your lesson the first time?
There's only painful things. I know Aaron and me, probably we've both woken up getting hit by a girl that's like laying next to us, look with her phone in her hand.
I don't think so.
Fucking like, you've never gotten woken up
but
with
no, but
like
I
slaps from a girl's phone.
But
in
I
your
remember
hand?
One time, my old girl I was dating.
I've woken
she
up.
She was like,
it's the worst. It's like, you know, you're sleeping comfortably.
No, one time she was like, let me call my mom from your phone. So I gave her my phone. And I was so stupid. I'm driving, didn't realize how long I had given her my phone for. She was going through all my phone. She goes, oh, so you're texting this? I'm like, I'm
fucking
phone.
You're chasing her, bitch.
Nah, you know what?
You're gonna make us crash, bitch.
Sometimes I'll even bait girls. Like, I do it on purpose just to see. And I know they're gonna go through it, but I'm like, all right, like, I'll leave it playing music and go walk somewhere else. Uh-huh. And next thing I know, it's like, oh,
her eyes are
you
like,
just fucked your ex last fucking month. Like, what
damn.
The fuck?
Like, Mark is a high key, low key fuckboy for sure.
So let us ask you guys this.
Go ahead.
It happens.
Switch it on us.
Yeah. So you've recently fucked your ex?
No, this wasn't recently. This was like a few months ago.
Oh, well, back.
Or more than a few months ago, actually, now.
Oh. No, not me. If you're looking at me,
I'm not looking at Aaron. Like,
what about you?
You don't hook up with your ex? It's like a safety net, you know? It's like, hey.
If I wasn't seeing anybody, I'd be like, yo, you know what? She hits me up, or if I'm fucked up, and I still got my ex's number. I still got those saved. I'm still fucked up. I'd be like, So what you doing?
Yeah. Still got the video.
That
two,
that four in the morning. That 3 in the morning text hit a little different when it's your ex. You'd be like, shit, I ain't doing much right now. What are you doing?
I'm not trying to do that shit anymore. I can't. I fucking can't.
Thankfully, my ex is in like 12 hours away, so...
So you're good.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
I feel like girls consider that more because it's like, well, should I hoe out and fuck some guy I don't know, or should I just go back and fuck some guy I fuck for a couple
of years? Yeah. I think it like varies girl to girl for sure.
We definitely think about it a lot more than guys do. I feel like guys are more of like, let me just fuck her. Like, it's nothing it's like, to me. Like, I don't care. Yeah. Us, we actually think more about, like, no.
Yeah, for sure.
Let me reminisce in the past just for one night.
Yeah, for sure. Some guys can be, like, emotionally attached,
but it turns into that. It always turns into.
Yeah, it always twists after a while.
Last night, what? I thought we were getting back together.
Yeah.
I thought, like, shit was okay. What? You're out with some other bitch?
Yeah, it always twists into that shit. Always twists. So you guys don't do that no more. You guys are done with your exes.
Yeah.
So if they texted you right now, you wouldn't text back.
They text back.
Look, see, this is where I'm at right now. I'm kind of like, I'm kind of more like, we can talk. Uh-huh. You know, like, hey.
Like, how are you doing? Yeah. Make sure you're doing okay. Like, getting back together, it's like,
but dude, like,
can't go through that shit again.
My ex has a problem of, like, always being like, we'll be talking about whatever the fuck, and then he'll be like, miss you. And I'm like,
he's horny.
You're not supposed to say that.
I feel like it's like cocaine. It's like, I'll just take a little bump, you know?
Yeah.
I'll start right here on, then a little line, and then you're fucking back
the
in
end of
it.
The night, you're like,
and next thing you know, it's 6, 7 in the morning, and you're wanting some more. You're
calling up like, yo, where's up? Where you at?
No, yeah, no.
So
it's more of like, how are you?
So let's segue into, so you guys were into like in relationships for a while, obviously. Did you guys ever have like weird fetishes when you guys were like together? Because I know like last time I had Crystal and them, they were like, oh, I like getting tied up. And I'm like, I don't want nobody to tie me up. What the fuck are you talking about?
You wouldn't want to. She'd leave you tied up. That's
horrible. No, they would probably tie my ass up and start beating the shit out of me, bro. Uh-huh. Boom. <blah. laughs>
They're like,
my safe word is pineapple juice. Pineapple juice.
And they'd start tickling you to death.
Bro, I don't want to be tied up. I have like, get claustrophobic, and I'm like, oh, fuck, dude, I can't. I wouldn't be able to get tied up. What about you?
I would be able to get tied up.
I would get anxiety. I'd be like, fuck, like, this person's gonna fucking.
Yeah, have you ever been tied up? No?
I don't know.
Have you been tied up?
Nah, never. So what's like an interesting preference maybe that's like.
What's a fetish you have, and what's a fetish that one of your ex or a partner of you had, like, They were like, wow, I've never had this done before. Like, what the fuck is this guy's problem? But it was like, oh, okay, whatever.
Dudes that, like, oh, I want to do anal because they, like, have a thing for that. Or they,
yeah, know. There is dudes that have a thing for him. I don't like saying anal. It's an ugly word.
I'm over here like, ugh.
Tell us. We'll start with Miss Amber.
No, start with Valentina.
She's on the wrist. We'll start with Valentina.
A fetish.
You know, some girls like to get.
Have you ever had your, like, toe sucked?
Yes.
Yeah, I've gotten my toe sucked.
Not just it sucked, but, like, the guy got off it. Like, that's a fetish. Yeah. Like, when you get off it.
Dude, like, it was so passionate.
Passionate?
Yeah. And I wasn't, like, okay, honestly, like, I. Truthfully, uh-huh. I really was not into it, but in the moment, like, I'm not going to be like, no.
Hey. What the fuck are you doing?
You don't know, what you're into.
That's when you really care about the guy, though.
But I get
like,
flashbacks of, like, being there.
Yeah, and she thinks,
you get, like, sex flashbacks.
And I'm just like.
Really?
Yeah.
All the time?
I feel like I just, like, I would just not, like. Like, for those 5-10 seconds, they would just be like me, like, ooh.
Yeah, it's like girls like to get choked, and guys like to get spit in their mouth.
There's some girls
know?
That like, actually like
shit,
to
like,
get
at
choked.
The height of your
it's
sex,
like, it's literally
like. It flies, you know?
Yeah, like.
I think I like to get choked.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because I'm like, ooh. You're like, who are you?
It's a little dangerous.
You know what? Kill me. Let me not breathe.
He's like,
I'm all purple.
Harder. He's like, harder pussy.
Yeah. Or there's girls.
Goddamn, you sure?
You know, there's girls that want you to, like, you know, like.
Let me ask you guys a question. Have you ever gotten your ass eaten?
Yes.
That's something that I know guys love.
I've never fucking.
Some guys, I think all guys should like it. They should. Yeah, but, like, some guys are, like, too macho. Like,
look,
my Young Deluxe out here.
No, yeah,
think,
for sure.
Think,
he's like
Young
that.
Deluxe is like, yo, don't touch my ass. I'm a fucking guy. I'm a G. Don't touch my ass.
No, well, the idea to me is also pretty strange. Well, but, I mean, I've never had the opportunity to experience it. You know, I don't know how the fuck you guys pull it off.
Well, some girls are into it. Some girls are, like, they'll like, be more, what's the word, Like they're more like not forced, like they're not forcing you to do it, but they're taking charge.
Yeah.
They're more
like they're going after. They take initiative. You know, like take initiative.
I love
Thank
head
you.
Full, you know, but I mean, I've never had a girl be like,
let me try.
Let me try. Let me let you.
Let me spread them cheeks, baby.
He's like,
yeah, I always
wow.
Talk, I always talk about it on the podcast. I'm like, dude, yes, I've had my ass ate.
What about y'all? Y'all fuck with that? Like, giving.
Have you ever ate a guy's ass?
Yeah, I have.
And how was that for you?
Really?
I have.
How you was it? Guys
I
ass?
Have.
That's your homework. That's your homework.
I genuinely, I like it, but uh-huh. I have to be super fucking comfortable with you. I can't just do it to a
Yeah, of course. You're not going to just do it to a
yeah.
random.
Yeah, I can't just do it to a random. Like, oh, fuck no. Ew.
Going on with those Cincy
random.
But a guy random.
Will do it to you in a Cincy bathroom.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He will, because guys are gross.
That's
like
the
that.
Difference.
Man. Guys are gross like that.
Damn.
So you've done
just called us out on Instagram.
What did they say?
Somebody says, typical Chicana whores telling everybody what they like. LMAO.
Hey,
know.
Chill.
What
this
hey,
is,
if you want to be on the show, just ask.
This is the, this is the safe space.
This is
the
probably
safe
like
space,
a fake account, though. So.
This is a safe space.
But then, okay, so how did it go down? Like, did he initiate it? Did you initiate it?
I, the first time, like, with my relationship a while back, I didn't. He was very weird about it. Like, very, like, no.
You
like,
were just curious?
Yeah.
And like,
I was just like, dude, come on. Like, it's not fucking.
Just
wow.
Put
fucking
your legs
boring.
Back.
Stop.
Okay.
Don't be fucking
Let
scared.
Me eat your shit.
I don't know. The girls I date are pretty modest, for, I guess. Fuck.
Yeah, some guy. I mean, I like, because I was, like, my first ex. We were, like, for years, we were together. So we were already super comfortable doing everything with each other. And then one day, she just started fingering my butthole.
What the fuck?
And that shit hurt because, like, she had nails. But because she wanted to do it, I was like, I'ma suck it up. I'ma
she
suck
had those
it up.
Nails that are like
and I was
two
like,
inches long and shit.
Oh. No, they were no, they were natural nails. They were natural. They were natural.
Like mine
said,
are pretty
I'm not
longer. Look, this is how mine feel right now. They're natural.
They're nails.
They're nails.
And let me remind you, this is the first time I ever did this. So I was like, I was like, damn, this is how girls feel, dog.
Busted when they, and now you asked her to do it every night that week.
Nah, but after that, it started getting more comfortable. Like one time, she was like, sit on my face, and I was like, oh shit.
Who
so
are
on,
you?
So I sat on her face.
You're like north or south?
Like
oh,
your ass?
It was south. It was south.
Wait, so you're like butt cheeks were on her face?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Let me tell you that we had
some.
How
could she
breathe,
dog? You're hefty.
I didn't sit on her face, obviously.
Well, she said
I squatted
her face.
On her
I'm
face like this.
You, like, sitting on her face.
I squatted like this,
hey,
you fucking jackass.
Hey, wrestlers get killed like that, dog.
Hey, wake up.
Oh, yeah. No. He slips one now. He's like,
no, let me tell you.
She
we
pinched your leg to let you know she needed oxygen.
Dude, and I'm telling you, man, some girls, they'll take initiative, like Valentina said over here, and they'll fucking be like, they'll find a way to eat your ass. And if you're like me, if I'm comfortable, I'm gonna be like, I'm going to fold my legs back and be like, no, go for
like,
it, dude.
You
do
did.
Your fucking thing, dude.
What I have noticed, like, on Pornhub and like shit like that is that there's a lot of videos of dudes getting their ass eaten while they're fucking girls.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Like, it's becoming like a normal thing.
It should be a normal thing. That's where that's where your G-spot is, first of all, as a man. It's in your asshole.
Is it really?
Yeah, okay. Your G-spot's in your ass.
It's like in your, what is it, the fucking...
Our clitoris.
Your prostate. Oh.
That's why they sell toys for dudes like that, like it vibrate, like it clips onto your, like your balls. And then, like, there's a part that clips onto, like, the bottom of your prostate, and it vibrates.
Though, like,
it's not gay.
I feel like a gay dude would tell you that. Like,
he's like,
gay,
at Spencer's for $60, you can buy.
Yeah, you buy all, bro, you buy, like, fucking gay. Like, there's, like, a butt plug that like, switches out. There's all kinds of toys. Like, I don't think it's weird. I don't think it's weird at all.
A lot of people
obviously
are different, like, about different shit, yeah.
So would you try it? You said you haven't done it. Would you try it with someone? Not at all?
Wait. No, I haven't tried it. Will I try it?
Would you try it, like, given the situation?
I would, but I really do not know.
Okay.
I'm like...
What are your circumstances?
I feel like
when
I
you're in the moment, what does it have to look like? What does it have to be? What is it?
She wants it shaved.
In the moment, you know, it's like, this is the ass I
want
to eat.
This is the one I want.
How do you know? Oh, my God.
I honestly don't know.
You don't know?
It just has to happen.
Can I be real? Okay, it's because personally me, I barely got, like, my ass ate for the first time.
What?
Like, wait. Like, not too...
Go ahead.
Okay, not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
And it's because even the guy that I was with for a long time, like, he never even tried. So I don't
know.
But did you like it? How was the experience?
And that was, like, your long-term ex, or...
Yes.
Oh, man, that's fucked up. That's fucked
Slacking
up. I feel like you have to try that, like, right off the bat.
And then, so, like... I'm like, oops, I had a recent hookup, and then he did it, and I was like, oh, wait. Like,
so you
like,
liked it.
I was like, hell yeah. I was like, what was that?
She was like holding the cheeks open.
Yeah. I'm like, let me.
Get that tried, shit.
He tried coming over here, and you shit. Pushed his head back
but
down.
But I feel like since I'm so new to it, maybe that's why I'm kind of like, but if I was more experienced with it, I feel like I would be like, okay.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that makes
you know
sense.
What I mean?
Yeah, I get, yeah.
What about you? You like it? You fuck with it?
I fuck with it, yeah.
Okay, okay, fuck yeah,
I
fuck yeah.
I was just like, fuck yeah.
I'm a fuck yeah. You guys don't have to ask me twice.
My ass and down. My ass like that. A1, she said.
If you're fucking eating her out, you got to go down the railroad tracks.
You got to go all, yeah, dog. You gotta do a clean sweep. Yeah. No, like, so you guys, because I've never used, like, toys in the bedroom. Have you, like, because you guys were in long-term relationships.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys ever?
No? What about you?
I've used handcuffs one time.
How was that?
Not with my ex, with, like, another guy.
It was just, like, a random, like.
Yeah, he was just like, yeah, I have handcuffs. And I was like, fuck yeah. It was like
he just saw 50 Shades of Grey. And he,
dude, I kept them.
He went to Family Dollar and got some. He was like, dude,
yeah, they're off. They break. No, I got them. I kept them, I mean. I fucking have them till this day.
Oh,
you
shit.
Do?
Yes, ma'am.
Damn. Nice.
And are they furry or are they straight up like?
No, they're metal, like fucking.
Oh, so they're like real handcuffs. Yeah, they hurt. Dude.
They're the real deal.
Yeah.
They put you through the experience
yes,
of
and
being
I was
handcuffed.
Like, hey. I was like, if you're going to do it right.
Might as well. But.
Okay. So now we're getting into like the nitty gritty. What's the kinkiest thing you ever did in the bedroom then? What's the, like, it, there's something that pops up.
No, they're looking at each other like, should I say this?
Thing?
Should I not?
The I know. Kinkiest thing.
Are you guys kinky? Go ahead, you think like about to it. Bite? You like getting bit? You like scratching?
No,
like,
no. I've had my man on all fours.
Oh, shit.
And
on him on all fours.
And what was he doing? On all fours. What was
he doing? He was licking
was
your
he looking for?
Like,
was he looking for your keys? What was he doing?
No, I was actually eating his ass at that time.
Oh shit!
And you know that's crazy that you bring it up because on Twitter this past week somebody tweeted, "Guys, how do you prefer to get your ass eat, or what's the worst way to
like
get your ass eat?
That's even worse.
With your legs back or doggy?" And I was like,
yeah, like
"I've never
well,
had
he,
my ass."
Well, he was very like it, we were both super drunk, don't but like I guess
moaned.
It was just
don't
no,
tell
no,
me
no.
That
so like
he moaned.
So like we were both super drunk and it happened. Like he, I just told him I was like he was like honest and I was like just stay like that, just stay like that. And I kind of like got up and I was like stay like that. And then
oh
I just
my
did that.
God.
And
Amber took initiative.
And yeah, dude, that's what I did. And he just stayed like that. And then like when we got sober, like the next morning,
did he arch his back?
I don't do that stuff.
I know. Did he
the
moan?
The next morning, I had actually talked to him about that, and I was like, I was
we
like,
talked
I
about over pancakes.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Like, so last night.
And he did not want to talk about that. He was like, stop. I wasn't on my fours. Like he got super like, no. Like I don't want to
wow.
talk about it. I don't
want
to hear
super
it.
Embarrassed.
Yeah.
Also, both of you guys are like fucked up
know.
And shit.
Hey, I don't want to
yeah.
hear. I
but
I
don't
hear.
Think he wanted to hear. He knew what he did, but he was like, don't tell me.
His,
there's some red flags there. For I don't want to hear a few months later, like
that's
he
a
came
little
out
bitch.
The closet, you know.
That's not a man.
No, I mean I wouldn't be embarrassed. He'd be like, oh.
But
like,
I don't know. Maybe
oh,
that's bro. Kinky because I mean it's kind of demasculating. I guess.
I think
you know?
Thought it was demasculating because it's, you're mean, on your fours, and usually girls are on their fours for you. Like fuck them.
That's what I was trying to get to. Like, what's the worst?
Yeah, are you guys like intense? Like, are you guys like being dominant or being dominated? Like, you know what? What do you guys prefer?
I like being dominated. I'm like, oh, fuck, nice. Yeah, fuck me.
So that's why, because you have to get choked. You just said
yeah,
it. Now.
Yeah,
yeah. What about getting slapped?
No, fuck no, I don't
where?
Like that.
In the face.
Oh,
in the face.
No?
Well,
fuck no.
In the face.
Dude, let me tell you, I used to fuck this. I used to fuck around with this girl, and she'd be like, slap me. So I'd slap her. And one day I kind of took it a little too far. I was like, bah! Dude, yeah. she went like, she's like.
She nodded out for a second.
I was like, oh, shit. And she came back. She's like, keep going. I was like.
Yeah, girls like that. Some girls like that.
And she told me when we were done, she's like, dude, I saw stars. I
was like, she fainted. You knocked her out.
I was like. Damn, my bad. It's because she like was asking for it because she got slapped me. So I was like,
ah! Manota, he's like,
that was fun.
That was a great time.
He's like, I will never forget.
That was great because she did not pass out. So
I don't know.
Could
like
you imagine?
A friend of mine had actually told me that.
Could you
some
imagine?
Guy randomly slapped the fuck out of her when they were fucking. And she was like, what the fuck? And she slapped him hard as fuck back.
Hey, well, holy what shit. About you, dog? Okay, so we asked them, what are some, like, turnoffs or kinks that you fuck with, my guy?
So I am a feet guy for sure. Like, you are? My girl has to have pretty feet. Okay. Like, yeah. For sure, like, that's a deal breaker for me. Like, an automatic deal breaker.
I'm kind of the same way. Not necessarily that it's like an extra thing, but it's like if I'm.
That's in my top five.
But I feel like girls always take care of the feet. Dead ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but some girls just don't have pretty feet. Yeah. Like, okay. They just don't have
like
pretty feet.
Like, what makes a foot ugly, though?
I think the difference in toe size.
Yeah. The size.
I think so. A girl needs to have, like, petite feet.
Some girls have,
like,
some
arch,
girls,
you know, like a little arch.
Okay.
Some girls, like, you know, a little arch will help. It's okay.
I start taking notes. I'm like, okay.
I know. Fuck, let me get surgery.
But, like, sometimes it just comes down to, like, just girls having pretty, like, they're either you're born with nice feet or you're not born.
Yeah,
I'm definitely born with nice feet.
Yeah. I
have really cute feet.
I used to date this girl. She did not have, like, pretty feet, and I was trying to date her, and I was like, I could not. I was like, just look past it, look past it. Nah. And I could not. I was
like,
nah,
it too.
Dude,
I like it too. I'm the kind of guy that, like, if I'm fucking you, like, if your feet are in frame, like, I like that.
Yeah,
you know,
no, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Like, if your feet look like they need braces, like, fuck no.
If you're, like, on your tippy toes, like, type shit.
I feel like the reason I'm so conscious about my feet is because I always look at everybody else's feet. Like, when I see girls wearing flip-flops and they don't have a pedicure,
like,
I'm like,
yeah.
Do you guys have cute feet or what?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Bust out the toes.
I'm like,
all right, let's go. Let's go.
Put them on the live. Let's rate them.
Let's see. Let's rate the toes. Rate the toes.
Both zero.
Like, you need braces.
No, like, you should go get checked.
He's like, I don't think that's normal.
Put your shoes back on.
Go home and just tape them together.
You guys
got to
go. This podcast is over.
So that's what I'm going to call the podcast. Amber and the Ugly Feet.
No, Amber.
Oh. I'm pretty feet,
guys.
No,
I've seen her feet. I saw her feet one time. I take notice.
Oh, you noticed.
That's how I am.
Dude, that's exactly how I am.
You know, I fuck with heels. I fuck with skirts. Like, you know, there's just, like, things that it's like, I fuck with.
Yeah, you can, like, tell when a girl, like, that's, like, attractive when a girl takes care of, like, she has her nails done.
Like, it's a little bit of sex appeal. You know what I mean? For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure, for sure. What do you guys notice on a guy when you first see a guy, like, when you're out?
Yeah, what's the go-to? I know it's the ass.
I've already heard a few of them, so knock them out. Don't worry.
As soon as you see them?
Like, what is the top three things you notice when you see a guy out in public?
Ooh, she looked over at
teeth.
Teeth are big, big.
I look at hands, too. I look at hands.
Okay, that's the one I've heard.
Mm-hmm. Teeth, hands, and
I just look at your face structure pretty much. Like,
But also, okay, you know what's, like, you know what's a big
what about
thing
like
for
styles?
Me for some reason?
Style's a good one. Style's a big one.
Hair.
Hair?
Yeah, hair too.
Like, what do you mean hair?
I don't know. I feel like I always look at a guy's hair.
Like if he has
like his actual hair? Or
yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
No, like his hair.
Okay, like what do you look for, though?
I feel like a guy's hair says a lot about him.
You don't want, like, a bald dude or anything?
No, I mean, no. Like,
his hairstyle.
I mean, I've never been with
she
bald
wants
guy.
The French tips.
But
so
I
she
mean,
wants
like, I feel like a guy who takes care of his hair takes care of himself.
Ah, I like
you know
that.
What I mean?
That's a new one. That's a new one.
Because, like, what else can a guy, like, a guy's not going to go get his nails done. Like, he's going to go get a haircut.
Yeah, he's going to get a haircut.
Yeah, so I feel like if your hair is taken care of, like, you take care of yourself.
If it's not, like, all oily and dry.
Yeah, no mom.
Well, yeah.
It's all rough.
And you can smell that shit, too.
Fuck, dude. Okay. What about you? What about you? That's it. Just you said facial structure. You
beards.
Said teeth, beards.
Yeah.
So you're a beard girl.
I just most definitely. All my exes have beards.
I don't know if you noticed, but you know.
Beards. He's like, look at mine.
What
look
about,
at me.
What about you, Valentina?
I like beards too.
You're a beard girl.
Yeah, I am.
Damn. Okay.
Right now,
I am.
It used to be that everybody was always clean shaved.
I just feel like a beard makes you look like a man.
Yeah, you're more. Yeah, it's just
I want a man.
And you catch those weak ass dudes that barely have like a little mustache and a goatee. It's
wait,
like, oh
Apache, they're like, look at my beard.
It's all kind of. Goes over here. Hey, shut the fuck up.
He's like, I'm still a man.
Bitch.
I'm still a fucking man. Oh my, wait, I like that. Okay, yeah. I like that. Okay, so we're gonna get to we have enough time for one more topic. What do you want to cover, Mark? I want to talk about porn. What about
ooh.
You?
You know
you got a topic that's better than porn?
When it comes with porn, nah, I'm down. We can talk.
Okay,
about
go for it. Open up the can of worms.
You know, everybody's like, oh, I look at this. Honestly, I look for shit. I look for, like, the girl next door type girl, and that's it. I don't really get too, like, into it. Like, I'm just into, like, a girl that looks like the girl you saw.
You're not into,
bar.
Like, weird shit, like fucking Will over here with the fucking Mandingo parties and shit?
Nah, like, I just look at, you know what I like? I like a girl that's, like, natural looking and that actually looks like she's enjoying getting fucked. whether it's hard or
but how do you can you even tell though?
No, because I feel like some bitches are really extra, like or it's
so
like,
you don't like that super loud
organic.
Shit.
It's not organic. You're like, nah, you know? I like really organic shit.
I like that word.
What about you? What are you, Valentina?
Me?
Are you a porn? Are you watch porn or no?
Wait, when was the last time you watched porn?
Yeah.
Shit, probably like a day ago.
Last night.
A day ago.
Before I got here.
He's like, what time is it?
Actually, before I got here.
No, it's because you know what? Like, I like to fuck a lot, and if I'm not fucking, I mean, that shit's gotta like serve itself somewhere.
If I'm not fucking, what about you? Come on.
True.
Let's hand off the talking pillow too.
I like it. I can. I watch it. Yeah. No, definitely. I'm not really like public about it. You know, I'm not.
Gonna yeah. You know, yeah. Like, you go to Twitter. So what are you guys watching
I'm
today?
Like, I'm like, send me links. No, like, I mean, I don't really ever tell anybody. Like, oh, fuck, I watch.
Yeah, I feel like for girls, for sure. It's. I mean, well.
It's kind of taboo.
I don't know about girls between girls.
It's kind of taboo for girls and shit.
I don't know about girls between girls, but like girls with guys, they don't go like, oh, hey, so let's watch some fucking porn.
But you know what's crazy? Like, I don't like watching. A guy fuck a girl. I like watching like lesbian sex, like lesbian porn.
That's what everyone fucking
That's
says.
What's no weird, way.
Honestly, I don't get into that.
YouTube?
Why?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm kind of like the same way.
Like I fuck with more like normal shit, like a guy and a girl, you know.
I fuck with lesbian porn. That's like yeah. That's my shit.
I just feel like
you know what's funny?
I just feel like the guy on girls too. I do that myself. Why do I want to watch
that?
Because it's like you're literally you're getting hard off of someone watching someone fuck another person.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
like,
but I mean the idea.
Like
is
a guy fucking like, another girl.
It has to be out there. Cause yeah, like I can't watch it. A guy and a girl. Yeah, I'll watch it. But it's like I'm like. I can do this myself.
Okay.
I feel.
So
that,
look,
yeah.
I'll say this. I fuck with more like. Point of view than actually showing like a guy fucking a girl. That way it's like more you envision yourself.
You want the fucking girl, you know? What's the fucking camera? Yeah, the GoPros? You, know, you want the GoPros on the head?
First person view, you know what I mean?
Like, he's all looking at the time. Shit, fuck, taking fucking forever. Fuck, man.
But the only thing I don't like about
my DoorDash should be here any fucking minute.
The only thing I don't like about that is DoorDash. That the girl isn't always in frame though because it's so close up. Like you don't get to
hey,
see
talk
like,
into
the
mic, please.
Girl yes. Shit, you know what I'm saying?
I got you. What about you? Last one. Last one over here.
I'm Amber. The same as her. You know what's funny?
Yeah.
So, like, when I dated DeLuca, we actually watched porn together.
No way.
Damn,
yeah, like
that's
I've never
hot.
Done that. I've never done that.
Oh, so you used to date DeLuca over here?
Yeah, he was my ex-boyfriend.
I've Deluxe. Never really done that Deluxe. Like, I've never Deluxe, really watched come over here
porn,
real quick.
Like, with my girl
same.
Come on.
Same.
We did it one time.
Deluxe over here used to date Amber. Amber. All right, Deluxe, tell us about, was she crazy?
Crazy than shit.
How long did y'all date for?
I was kidding. She's cool.
How long did y'all date for?
Years. Like
damn, years. There's history.
Damn, did you eat her ass or no?
Of course.
Dang.
Of course.
It's getting hot in here, huh?
Yeah, red.
Yo, I can feel him heating up, dog. I can
He's
hear
all sweating.
It.
That's when I met Amber, when you guys were dating.
Yeah. So, okay, on the same topic, like, do you guys masturbate? Do you guys masturbate a lot? A little bit?
I do if
a little
I,
bit.
Yeah,
yeah,
I do if I'm, like,
and
feeling
guys,
it.
Do you guys
I
watch things, or is it just straight, like, off the top?
Did you got to just go to Instagram? Do you guys go to Pornhub?
I feel like I go to Pornhub. I watch, like, I watch something, and then...
You get like an idea.
Yes.
You go what? You go find the porn star that looks
yes.
like the guy you're into. Be
like,
that's the one.
She watches lesbian porn.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
No, but it's just like.
That's
and,
right.
But then I'm not watching it as I'm masturbating. Like I kind of masturbate like.
And then think about it,
yeah.
kind of thing.
But I like. Okay, but this is the only reason I like masturbating. I like masturbating because then I feel like I can kind of like. Find what
you
I
know
like.
What you like. You
yes.
know how to move your
well,
shit.
Well, not only that, but
I'm
then you don't have to worry about anybody
no,
else.
No, yeah, because
it's
then
like
when I'm having
done.
Sex
okay,
with a guy, I'm
sleep.
Like, do this.
I mean, that's how I am. I'm like, you know what? I got to get on top to make myself come.
Yeah,
yeah.
Most girls will be like, let me get on top. And I already know what that means. Like, all right, use me for what you need.
Literally, that's basically
nah,
what
I'm
it
just
is.
Kidding. Yeah, I know this.
You come on top of a guy?
I have to be the one moving myself.
Really?
Yeah.
What is that?
Dude, I get like
the only time. Huh?
Because like my... My, but I mean, the girl that I was currently dating and the girl that I dated before her were both like, that was like their go-to position. But they could come, like, but it was just really hard, like in other positions. But is that
it
like
is
the
hard
only
on
position? That
I feel
do?
Like no, because like with my exes, it's been missionary where I come too. But when I know, like, for sure I'm going to fucking come is when I'm on top, because it's like
and you're doing
you already know what you're
motion
doing.
Of the ocean
yeah.
or shit like that.
Okay.
I know what I'm doing. So
that is crazy.
You, what about you? It's opposite for you?
I'm the opposite.
Really?
Like what? What
dude,
what
when
position?
I'm just there like...
Just do what you
shit.
Need to.
Wait, but still on top or like missionary?
Like the guy on top to me okay. is just like, oh,
but
shit.
But it's crazy because I will only come if I'm emotionally involved. I feel like me on top, like
well,
I feel like
it's like hot and heavy.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Oh.
I feel like me on top though. I'm like doing it more for him.
Really? That's wild. I'm doing it more for me.
She got tired of the headphones. Look at her. She's like,
gotta get out.
That's crazy.
No, I like that. I like that. Well, that's a good. We're gonna leave it off on that topic right there. We're gonna leave it right there. We're already over an hour. We're already over an hour
okay,
talking.
Are we really?
Well, yeah, we already went over. We're going to have to do a part two. We're going to have to do a part two with
yeah.
these two.
Really?
With these two little horny girls over here for yeah. sure. Ah.
We're like, oh, it's barely 9:53.
It's an hour now. It's an hour.
I'm
already.
Now all pissed.
We're going to party.
I'm
not
going to
talk. I'm not done sharing my thoughts.
No, we're not done. Keep going.
He uploads a 4-hour podcast.
A special segment, dog.
I know, huh? What's it called? Well, thanks to my boy Marky Mark over here, ThousandGrabsClub.com. Shout out to my boy Will Maddock over here. Shout out to Young Deluxe over here. Mikey the Man over here. And, of course, our lovely guest, Amber.
Yeah, lovely guest.
And Miss Valentina.
Thanks what's, for having us,
let
guys.
Let everybody know what your ad is, your ad on Instagram.
Mine is Amber Valtera X.
Amber Valtera X. Okay, and what about you?
Mine is _ Valentina Flores.
Oh, okay. I like that. The V girls over here. Aye, aye.
Valentina.
Well, thank y'all for coming on, and I'm going to have you guys on soon for sure because
yes.
I'm going to have to catch up with you guys.
Please invite us back.
Thanks for having us.
We're not done playing the Ayay Bowl.
Oh, we're not. You guys got to write your own right now for
ooh.
Sure.
All right. We got you.
Peace.
Bye.